Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundry, Dan Tuckett, with the T3 observations for May 19th, 2005. Today I will touch on the formation of the new bullish T, which was confirmed this week, which is in the first daily chart. And then we will look at the bigger T's for in the weekly chart that follows for clues to the longer-term outlook. Also, I'll make some comments on the question with regard to gold, and we'll wind up the day with just a look at this, as we've had a dramatic turn in the market. First, turning ourselves to the bullish T, which I've labeled as the bullish T, we see that the market has cut down a multi-month cash buildup phase with a rally that started out very slowly, had the typical sharp, one-week rally, which stalled at the 55-day moving average and then came back sharply, which is the expected thing, but has suddenly just rocketed off, signifying that it's a bullish T by breaking out of the 55-day moving average. That upside breakout is produced in overbought condition. However, the T appears to be bullish, and what's going likely to happen is that any corrections you see will not be able to get back below the 1173, which is the 55-day moving average. You'll notice that I did draw the T in conservatively. The center post of the T could be placed you could go a little bit into May if you wanted to, close to May. But I put it down in the oscillator low because I wanted to keep the T as short, the left side as short as possible. The right side is the same distance, so what we've done is we've pulled the endpoint projected peak, which is at the right end of the T, back in time so as not to provide any misleading extensions to what will probably turn out to be a rally that's going to get overbought along the way. But it should be reasonably reliable as I have drawn it here, and so we would be bullish into that period of time, remembering that if you get to the red upper band, which is currently around 1200, you're going to run into some resistance. We haven't got there yet, but then the pullback should be contained in the 1173 area, and that number is going to start to increase as the market turns up because the channels will adapt. Now turning to the weekly chart, which is got an interesting thing here. I've taken the liberty of changing the S&P 500 T, which was a simple price T or a dumb T, from having its left end in the early 2000 time period, which is where the NASDAQ peaked, and I just put it onto the second of the double tops, which is a peak near the latter part of the year 2000, to give me a smaller T. The much larger T is the advanced decline T, which has its left end defined by the peak in the advanced decline line, which is the red stuff down in the lower part of the chart, and that pretty much is set at the first few days of 1998. When you get the definitions of the T's this way, it's somewhat easier to see what the problem has been. The interesting thing we want to remember for the future is that both the big advanced decline T and the smaller S&P 500 T, which I've drawn here, have the same center post location. Therefore, we have we can kind of watch what happened with the small T to get an idea of what the big advanced decline T is likely to hold in store. Now, according to this interpretation, which is being done in retrospect, I would say that the process that we had in the correction that we had was really just coming off the S&P 500 T, which is promoting the downside, while at the same time the advanced decline T is trying to lift the market into its right end date, which is in early 07. I did mention in the last letter, if you wanted to be careful, you could just wait for the advanced decline line to finish off its correction and come up, but that would be a late signal. However, I do believe that the nature of the short range volume oscillator in that making those big spike ups is that of a bullish T, and it will just occur, and we'll end up watching it go up to the high. When it gets up to the high, which is the red dashed line, you're going to run into upside resistance. This time, I'm hopeful that the upside resistance at that level, which is the high extreme, is 1231. You can see it's in the upper part of the chart there, will not cause the market to just fall back. It should be able to press higher because the advanced decline T now is becoming the dominant T, and the smaller S&P 500 T is basically becoming history. Now, evidence that that might be the fact is coming from the fact that the 10-year bond rates are starting to fall, which is a sign that the cash buildup phase, which we take to be a general idea of storage of liquidity, is beginning to flood into the financial markets, and it has gone into the bond market to try and bring rates down, which is helpful in promoting the rally, and is also coming into the stock market via the volume oscillator. And so you have some evidence that the cash buildup is now becoming a cash give out. And so the stored up money is now flowing back into both the bond and stock markets. And the other thing that's kind of missing is you have to look at the NASDAQ now, because the technology will usually be quite sensitive to the, it's breaking, the NASDAQ composite's broken above the 2000 level. The main thing that you want to remember here is that in the promotion of the upside into the early 07 time period, it's very likely that what'll happen is that when we get high and we become overbought, then the bond money will start to come out into the stock market. So right now you're putting some money into the bonds and some money in the stocks. Later on, the money that's in the bonds will start to come out, rates will start to, 10-year bond rates will start to rise again, and that bond flow into the stock market is what carries you off into the, presumably into the 07 time period. I think that the main thing that I wanted to point out from this is that if you throw away all the technical mumbo jumbo and just watch the big advanced decline T, the reason it's reliable is because it has been historically found that the 39-week moving average, which is the same as the 200-day moving average, or that sometimes some people use 40-week moving average, is the support level in big advanced decline T, and it turns out to be right again, at least so far. So you can actually, the moral of the story there is that when you have big T's, they're helpful to know where you're going in time, but you always want to translate the T's conclusions into price, which is that you get support on the 39-week moving average, because it's easier to see and it makes much more sense. So we'll see how things go in the future, but the advanced decline line should now move up, and prices should move up to the high extreme of 1231 in due course. As far as the gold is concerned, the interesting thing about the gold, as far as the previous update that I did, was the Aiden sisters showed that the gold can be interpreted as being bullish or bearish mode by the reference of the price of gold to its 65-week moving average. And I showed in the archives, you'll see how to go plot out the 65-day moving average. That happens to be around 415 on the gold, and so far it's holding it, and so forth. The rest usually is probably more related to why the gold stocks doing so poorly. And if you go look at what happened, Newmont Mining, which is the number one gold mining issue, said in defense of its latest earnings report, which was very poor, that the problem they were having is that it was that they couldn't make money on the gold because the energy prices were so high that they were that the cost of extraction of the ores, using lots of energy, had produced extra costs which offset the increase in the price of gold. So the thing we want to remember is that it's not necessary to buy mining stocks now. There is the option to go to the exchange-traded fund, which is just owns gold, and the symbol is GLD. And you could always think about that if you wanted to. That's a purer form of, because the gold is already above ground, you can then more or less rely on the price of the gold chart. And when I get around to it, I will get to the to doing that more often. However, my primary project this summer is going to be to do the advanced decline T's for the last 80 years, just to make sure that we have we understand exactly what's going on here, because that's going to be the important thing for the market going forward. That's it for today. Enjoy the upcoming week, and I think that things look like they're pretty good for as far as the general stock market is concerned.